where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, 3 for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, 3 bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scotts Miracle-Gro, The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy is on. NASCAR News now.
It's got to be real rough being Chase Elliott. He was recently in Las Vegas to judge the Miss Hooters International Swimsuit Pageant, where Chelsea Morganson was crowned the winner. Hooters, of course, is the old-school NASCAR sponsor that is now back on the 24 machine for select races. You already know that Joey Logano is going to have a baby, right? Well, he announced the gender of that baby as only a winning NASCAR driver could. Doing burnouts with a high-end Mustang, of course, complete with blue smoke, which means it's a boy. Expect little Logano in January, and here he is about doing those burnouts.
Put the tires on and roasted the tires till there was no tires left, and put the brakes back on it and sent it back and said thanks. And it was a lot of fun. It was something cool, and to have our family and our closest friends there, that was is a special moment. It was really cool just to hear everybody's reaction. You know, at first it took a minute for the blue to come in. At first it was just white, and I was like, oh no, Brittany, we screwed up. Like, there's no smoke coming out, and it turned blue. Everyone went crazy. So it was a lot of fun. It was a great reason to do a burnout. So it's all about that, and a fun, unique way of doing it.
Hey, don't forget the Truck Series race is under the lights in the dirt from Eldora Speedway. You gotta watch this thing tonight, 9:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox Business Channel. Well, I guess they are rolling corporate billboards.
The Final Lap.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
Is your truck going to be able to handle all these pavers for the patio?
No problem. The F-150 has got a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body.
Oh.
With best-in-class payload, the F-150 can handle the work you need it to.
Remember when I had a high-strength, military-grade body?
I don't, actually. It's always a
good time. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry and get our hottest offers during the Ford Summer Sales Event, like 0% financing for 60 months on select Ford F-150s. Plus, get an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Best-selling based on 2016 sales when properly equipped. Class is full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds. GVWR based on Ford segmentation. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
We're talking football on the program today, but maybe not the subject you'd expect us to.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Bromelkamp Show.
Finally, and most importantly, if you think you suffer from depression, see someone. If you suspect a loved one suffers, get them the help that they need. And if you know someone struggling with depression, be understanding and caring. You will make a world of difference.
And I think Iowa's Sean Welsh may have done just that today. Welcome in. It's the Todd Bromelkamp Show for a Wednesday, July 19th. Coming your way on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600, our historic main gym frequency. Todd Bromelkamp alongside Alex Kuhn, Kyle Mann, our associate producer, with us on the other side of the glass. Very good, very informative, and hopefully, fingers crossed, very entertaining program lined up for you today. We will get to Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller in hour number two. He'll join us at 5 o'clock today. The Hawkeyes getting ready for their trip to Taiwan and the World University Games. Zach Osterman is with us from the Indianapolis Star at 5:30, the countdown to kickoff. Brought to you by Coach's Corner Sports Pub, takes us to Bloomington, Indiana today. We'll take a look at Tom Allen and the Indiana Hoosiers. 6 o'clock showdown on the way in hour number three. Tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Speaking of, we've got a 4-pack of tickets that we're going to give away separate from the 6 o'clock showdown tonight. So not one, but two chances for you to go and see the Cedar Rapids Colonels in action. And a couple other things that we need to get to today. One, I've been teasing it for the last 2 days, a major announcement. I couldn't sleep last night. I can't wait to reveal this major announcement. I'm taking a page out of the University of Iowa playbook here, and I just hope people aren't disappointed by the major announcement, because I've been building it up for 2 days, just like Iowa did with the marketing slogan / mobile football tickets, and that was a little bit of a letdown, and I think this is huge, and I'm so excited about it. I couldn't sleep, and we'll make that announcement at some point today.
And it's not that we are continuing checking in with Doug and Daddy.
No,
that's not the announcement? Are you sure?
That's not the announcement, and this is a fine line to walk today, because there's a serious subject that we're going to get to in just a little bit, but we also like to try to keep it light. I like to try to keep it light. And as we said yesterday, I've been talked into this by a longtime listener, and perhaps that's not in our greatest interest to do this, but if you've listened to the afternoon program here, you know that the last couple of years we've gone to Chicago for Big Ten Media Day. We do the shows there. It's great. And part of going to Chicago is seeing the other radio people that are there and making fun of them, because they probably make fun of us. And there's a radio station, the Superstation, out of Nebraska, the Tri-Cities area. And we did a segment last year, a couple years ago, last year, because the first year we didn't know they existed. So this would have been the segment last year, and we called it Checking In with Doug and Daddy. And basically they're on in the mornings, so their podcast is available for me to listen to in the afternoon. And I pull something from the podcast, and then we play it back, and we all have a good hearty guffaw.
I actually heard from a source that was one of our highest rated segments.
Well, the bar is really low there, but this was the byproduct of BJ and Marion, longtime listener to the program, who said that he was dying for this to be brought back. Can't have the lead up to Big Ten Media Days and the countdown to kickoff without checking in with Doug and Daddy. Well, we're in luck, because tomorrow they're doing the same thing that we're doing. They're taking a look at a Big Ten team each day. Tomorrow they're going to be talking about the Iowa Hawkeyes, which means tomorrow's checking in with Doug and Daddy. We're going to get some sort of insight as to what they think about the Hawkeyes. Now, I don't want to spoil it, but you're going to get a double dose today, because Iowa comes up. Imagine that, a radio station in Nebraska talking about Iowa football. But unfortunately, we're going to have to make you wait for that for just a little bit. Big trade last night in Major League Baseball between the White Sox and the New York Yankees. Todd Frazier, David Robertson, Tommy Canley going to the Yankees. The White Sox accruing more prospects. They also announced last night, as a byproduct of the trade, that Yoan Moncada is going to come up to the major leagues. Number one prospect in baseball. White Sox fans have been clamoring to see him. And Rick Hahn has continued to do a tremendous job on the south side of Chicago, accumulating assets. They're not all going to hit. They're not all going to be busts either. And he brought in another guy in Blake Rutherford, who was actually, according to Baseball America, at the beginning of the season, ranked as a higher prospect in the Yankees organization than Aaron Judge did. Now, part of that has to do with the fact that Judge came up last year and didn't hit very well. He hit some homers, but average-wise, he didn't look all that good. But Blake Rutherford, the Yankees' first-round draft pick in 2016, now a member of the White Sox organization, along with pitcher Ian Clarkin and outfielder Tito Polo.
Tito Polo.
That's an 80-grade name, and he's got some good skills to go along with the 80-grade name. But Cubs also playing today, 6 in a row now for Chicago. Javi Baez with a 3-run homer as the Cubs sweep the Atlanta Braves. Better news for Cubs fans: Chris Bryant, who was removed from last night's game after jamming his finger sliding into third base, he's day-to-day. Anytime you get a finger injury, you start wondering, is it going to be Mike Trout, Carlos Correa, 6 to 8 weeks type of territory? It looks like the Cubs may have dodged a bullet there with Chris Bryant's injury last night. But 6 in a row for Chicago, and good news for us, because they have tweaked their starting rotation for the series with St. Louis. They want to pitch John Lester on his regular rest. We were supposed to see John Lester on Sunday night taking on Michael Wacha and the Cardinals. Lester now will pitch on Saturday at Wrigley Field, and that means that the KGYM crew is going to be at Wrigley Field for Jose Quintana's home debut. Jose Quintana will start. Also, what that does, you pitch Lester on regular rest, and Quintana faces the Cardinals instead of his former team, the White Sox, which he would have then on Monday. All of this, though, takes a back seat to Iowa football and the media availability in Iowa City earlier today. Kirk Ferentz met with the media. That's not really the number one thing to talk about today, because they also made available Sean Welsh, who is hopefully going to join us on the program next week in Chicago. He's one of the three Hawkeye football players making the trip to Big Ten Media Day. But in advance of taking Sean to Chicago, they put him at the podium today, and he had an announcement to make and shared that with the media, and it's now gone. I guess you could say this has gone viral a little bit because the Big Ten Network has picked this up and other places around the Midwest are talking about this, and I think it's going to ultimately get a lot of regional and national attention next week in Chicago when people are going to be able to talk to him about this. And you'll hear in his own words coming up at the bottom of the hour, but Sean Welsh, one of the best offensive linemen, not just on this team, but in the Big Ten, announced publicly today that he has been battling depression for the last several seasons, including back in 2015. You may or may not remember that he left the team for several weeks right before fall camp. And this, I thought, was a very courageous thing for Sean Welsh to do, because in the world of college football, it's hyper-masculine, it's, you know, show no weakness, dominate, physical strength, be a man, all of this stuff that you hear all the time, whether it's right or wrong. And here's a guy who got up there today and bared his soul to a room full of reporters who he does not know personally. And now his story is going around the country. It's being talked about on radio shows like this one. And I can't say enough about what Sean Welsh did today, and it completely overshadows some other football news, which we'll get to. Kirk Ferentz announced that Seth Wallace is now the assistant defensive coordinator in addition to coaching the linebackers. They talked a little bit about the quarterback race today. They don't want to name a starter. They just want to let things play out in August. None of that to me is important. What's important is what Sean Welsh said today, and I know you share my view on this, a tremendous amount of respect for Sean Welsh for standing up there and revealing to the world that, hey, this big, huge, burly guy, he also happens to be a fragile human being. And you can reconcile those two things, and you can still be a successful football player and have emotions too, and deal with depression, which he's been doing now since 2014, and he's winning the battle, but it's not something that you conquer very easily. And this is something that you have good days and bad days, and I would not want to walk a mile in his shoes.
I wouldn't either. And I think the important part of this, and you brought up the courageous part of this, and I know this is a subject close to you. This is a subject close to me. I've worked with people. I've been around people, family, friends that have battled this same thing. And the one thing that he brought up right out of the gate was some people find it very difficult to understand how a guy who's so successful, who has so many things going for him, can be going through this. And the important point here is that depression doesn't discriminate. It hits certain people. It doesn't hit other people. And I think the important thing is for people to, it's almost impossible to understand fully what people who battle this go through, but to kind of make it so that guys like Sean Welsh and people that battle this aren't afraid to speak up. Here's this 6'3", 300-pound offensive lineman, like you said, in a hyper-masculine sport where it's constantly professed to these guys, and they feel this need a lot of times to kind of hold their emotions in, especially from when it comes to feelings, when it comes to things off the field. When you're on the field, you use every bit of emotion that you have to hit the guy across from you. But I think what Sean Welsh is showing, not speaking up and not letting people know the way you feel, is it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing for these people. And for a lot of people out there, just listen. I think that, like he said, that goes a long way when someone is going through a lot of the events very similar to what Sean Welsh is going through, has battled the last 3 years.
This really blew me away today, because it was the last thing that I was expecting to see today. I thought, well, we're going to hear about the quarterback situation, and we're going to hear about James Butler and Akram Wadley, and Kirk Ferentz talked about all of that stuff too. And Kirk, for his part, talked afterwards and opened up a little bit about, you know, he had some reservations. I wouldn't necessarily say depression or anything, but he had concerns when his daughter went off to college, and talked about relating that to the players. And he says that he feels that Iowa does what it can, or does a good job of supporting those guys when they have issues. And I've never been aware of a situation at Iowa where a player hasn't been supported when he's had something like this come up. If you remember, Welsh left the team in fall camp, in 2015. And at the time, he said he had to take some personal time for some personal issues. And Kirk Ferentz said the door was open for him to return. They really wanted him to come back to football. And so I think some people kind of felt they knew something was going on there, but you never know. It could be a family issue.
Exactly.
It could be something else. And again, you know, I talk about this all the time. It's not a political issue, but it's not something that people necessarily like to talk about. And depending on, you know, how you were raised, and, you know, some people grow up in a household where, you know, you keep your feelings to yourself. You're not very open, and you know, other people are a little bit more free to express themselves. But 7% of the population deals with depression at some point in their life. I saw that statistic. The National Alliance on Mental Illness had that stat, and 18 to 25 year olds are 60% more likely to deal with depression than someone over the age of 50. So this is Sean Welsh, the demographic right there, a young man who for 3 days, he locked himself in his room for 3 days. He couldn't get out of bed. And I don't know, lock me. I think it takes more courage and power to do what he did today than it does to put him in the trenches and put him up against, you know, a 300-pound defensive tackle or something from the University of Michigan. I can't say enough about this. And again, I really am hoping that we get him on the program with us in Chicago. And I think we had all three Iowa guys with us last year, along with Kirk Ferentz. So, provided that we can just make things work time-wise, because I really want to talk to him about this. And as much as, you know, we hit Iowa a couple days ago for what I think can only be described as a bungled rollout of something that wasn't really a huge deal, but they made it out to be a huge deal. I think they deserve some credit here for this, because Sean's going to Chicago next week, and this isn't going to come out and catch people by surprise. And I think this is also going to give an opportunity, and this may sound a little cynical, and it's not meant to be, but it also, I think, is the case. This is going to get some very positive attention for the Iowa football program that maybe it normally wouldn't have received, because I think you're going to have some national outlets or some regional outlets, maybe the Chicago Tribune, that are going to seek out Sean Welsh and try to tell his story in their own words. And that's good for Iowa football, because I think the way that the program and Kirk Ferentz handled this situation presents it in a positive light. If that sounds cynical, it's not meant to be. But Iowa's going to benefit a little bit from his putting the story out there, but not nearly as much as people who are dealing with depression are going to benefit from this. I have dealt with this much of my life. I know people who have fought depression and various other mental illnesses. I've lost a friend to a mental illness, and I will continue to try to raise awareness about this, because there is nothing wrong with talking about your feelings, and there is nothing wrong with what Sean Welsh did today. Again, that is a very powerful human being to stand up there and to bare his soul the way that he did in front of a room full of strangers, knowing that now everybody is going to know that he battles depression. And it is a battle, and I don't necessarily know it's one that you can ever truly beat, but he's living with it, and he's also a highly successful football player.
I worked with someone in Corvallis who was very, very similar story to Sean Welsh. And the one thing that he told me, the one thing that helped him not necessarily get over the hump, because like you said, it's an ongoing battle, but that helped him tremendously, was to figure out, because when you're going through this, he says, this is his words, you think that there's something wrong with you, that you think that you're the only one that is going through something like that. So when you get an all-American offensive lineman or somebody else or somebody in the public light that can say, okay, well, this is what I'm going through, and everyone else that is going through that can relate to what he's going through, can kind of look and say, you know what, I am not the only person that is going through this. There are so many, like you said, 7% of the population goes through this. So I think that's really helpful when someone like Sean Welsh, who is as successful as he is at his sport, is in the public light, one of the best offensive linemen in the Big Ten, can come out and share his story. And I think that helps other people tremendously.
And, you know, I'm taking a look at the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Mike from Marengo, not that it should, but we all know that this will probably hurt his draft stock after his college career is done.
Yep.
Because that's just the way that the world works.
And the NFL works, yes.
That completely sucks, the way that the NFL approaches things. But hopefully there's going to be a team out there that looks at Sean Welsh on tape and evaluates him as a football player and says, I don't care whether this guy collects My Little Ponies or whether he has some sort of other issues. Look at the way that he blocks. That's an NFL caliber player. We'll draft him, or we'll sign him as a non-drafted free agent. I have a suspicion he's going to be drafted, because I think he's a very, very good offensive lineman. But that's what stinks about this, because, and you know what? Kudos to him for putting this out there now, as opposed to when he's 35 or 40 years old down the line after a possible or potential NFL career. And again, I can't say enough about this. I'd talk about Sean Welsh and guys like Sean Welsh all day if I could, because I think this is way more interesting than who's going to be the starting quarterback, partly because Iowa doesn't know. Kirk Ferentz said that today. We'll get into that a little bit. I'm going to break the rules also coming up at the bottom of the hour, because I don't think we're supposed to run more than 2 minutes of audio without editing it. And Sean Welsh talked for a little over 4 minutes today, but there's really no good way to edit this. And so I will gladly, if it helps raise the awareness that I think that it will for depression and mental illness, I'm going to run this 4 minute and 30 second clip, give or take a few seconds, and I'll gladly take a slap on the wrist by someone at the University of Iowa. 27 minutes after the hour, 4 o'clock. We'll step aside, take a quick break. Kyle is with us. He's going to bring a Midwest One Bank Big Board update on the way, and then at the bottom of the hour, you'll hear from Sean Welsh in his entirety earlier today in Iowa City. Back with more after this.
For over 30 years, IT Solutions has been taking care of businesses' technology needs. Learn more at IneedMyComputersToWork.com.
Hey, boss, is our computer network up and running yet?
No, they're still working on it.
It's been over 2 days. How much longer is it going
to
be?
I don't know. Everything seemed to be working fine, so I didn't think we needed to do anything. Then, when we lost all our files to that virus, I called some guy and he said our virus protection and backups weren't working correctly. He's still trying to get our files back.
I told you we needed to call IT Solutions before we had a problem.
I know.
The office where my brother works uses IT Solutions, and they aren't having any problems. My sister's business had a virus slip through, but they had all their files back in 30 minutes.
I wish that was us.
Well, since we can't get any work done around here, go to IneedMyComputersToWork.com now.
IT Solutions has been taking care of businesses' technology needs for over 30 years. Learn more at IneedMyComputersToWork.com before it's too late.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Celebrate the Cedar Rapids Fire and Police Departments for Guns and Hoses Night this Thursday at the Colonels. Bid on special fire and police themed game-worn jerseys sponsored by Firehouse Subs and Big Dog Satellite. Visit Colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
4:29, let's dive right into it. Kyle Mann, our producer in the studio, a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The University of Iowa published an op-ed piece by offensive lineman Sean Welsh this afternoon, and it doesn't have much to do with football at all. Instead, Welsh penned an extremely humanizing look into his battle with depression that he's experienced since his redshirt freshman summer in 2014. His struggles took him away from the team at times, but with the help of his family, professionals, and ultimately his coaches and teammates, he's been able to move forward. And he wants everyone who may be having similar experiences to know that they can too. Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller told our own Todd Brommelkamp today that former Hawkeye pitcher C.J. Eldred is likely to sign with the Royals as an undrafted free agent. His father and friend of the show, Cal Eldred, works for the Royals. Cedar Rapids Jefferson was defeated in a Class 5A quarterfinal at the Iowa State softball tournament last night, falling 5-3 to Urbandale. This was the second consecutive state tournament that the Jayhawks have been beaten by Urbandale and leaves Kennedy as the only remaining corridor school in the tournament. The baseball tournament, however, starts next week, and one of Iowa City High or Linmar will be there. The Little Hawks are the top-ranked team in the sub-state and host the Lions tonight in the final for a trip to the 4A state tournament. The Cedar Rapids Colonels were off yesterday as they made the return trip home from Michigan and are set to start a three-game series with the Great Lakes Loons tonight at 6:35. It's going to be Colonels lefty Dominic Carlini taking on what's sure to be a hungry Loons lineup. They won on Monday to snap what was a 10-game losing streak. We'll keep you posted right here as that game gets started.
Thank you very much, Kyle. Sean Welsh, in his own words, coming up at the bottom of the hour. You'll also hear a little bit of Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz. We've got some Colonels tickets to give away. And remember the State Fair food conversation from yesterday? Well, I've got another food item that we're just going to miss out on Sunday at Wrigley Field. Back with more after this.
Concur does what might seem impossible for your business. It makes employees happy and finance happy. How? Well, employees love automated expense reports and invoices they can submit and approve from anywhere. And finance loves that they have full visibility into employee spend. Plus, Concur integrates with leading finance systems. Concur makes the process better for everyone. Concur. Expense. Travel. Invoice. Learn more at concur.com. App.
We'll be right back.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown with breaking news. ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter reports Chargers rookie wide receiver Mike Williams might have to sit out the football season to have back surgery. Williams has a herniated disc and recently had his second epidural, hoping to avoid that surgery. The Carolina Panthers named Marty Herney as the team's interim GM. He takes over for Dave Gettleman, who was fired on Monday. Herney was the GM of the Panthers for 10 years before Gettleman started. Suns GM Ryan McDonough gets a multi-year contract extension with the team. And Phoenix also hires James Jones as their new VP of basketball operations. Jones just finished a 14-year playing career, the last three seasons in Cleveland. Baseball finals, the Mariners beat the Astros 4-1 in Houston. Twins hammer the Yankees 6-1. The Cubs win their sixth in a row, beating the Braves 8-2. And the Phillies beat the Marlins 10-3 in Miami.
Right now at Pizza Hut, get 50% off all menu-priced pizzas when you order online for a limited time. That's 50% off your favorites, like hand-tossed pepperoni, meat lovers, or even original pan supreme. But hurry, this deal ends soon. No one out-pizzas the Hut.
Business is all about having the right connections. And with American Airlines' nonstop flight to Charlotte, North Carolina, from the Eastern Iowa Airport, you have more than 600. Whether you need to get to a meeting in Washington, D.C., or a conference in Paris, flying nonstop to American Airlines' second largest hub will get you there. And with two daily flights, you'll get there and back when you need to. Connect for business at the Eastern Iowa Airport. More seats, more flights, more options. Book tickets now at flycid.com.
It's time for another 87 World Champion flashback. The Twins faced elimination in Game 6 of the World Series, but it was a hometown native that slammed them to Game 7 in an 11-6 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals.
The pitch to Herbeck. Fastball swung, a long drive. Center field, way back. It is a grand slam.
Celebrate the 30th anniversary of the 1987 World Series on July 21st and 22nd. Get your tickets at twinsbaseball.com.
Concur does what might seem impossible for your business. It makes employees happy and finance happy. How? Well, employees love automated expense reports and invoices they can submit and approve from anywhere. And finance loves that they have full visibility into employee spend. Plus, Concur integrates with leading finance systems. Concur makes the process better for everyone. Concur. Expense. Travel. Invoice. Learn more at concur.com.
It's me, the little voice in your stomach. And as you can tell by my musical selection, I have impeccable taste. So I won't settle for anything but the most tasty snack. All natural Alberto beef jerky. It's lean beef, slow cooked, and seasoned to perfection. All natural and all delicious. So listen to the little voice in your stomach. Indulge my great taste and feed me some all natural Alberto beef jerky. Alberto beef jerky. You get out what you put in.
Refers to Alberto's all natural line of beef jerky. Minimally processed, no artificial ingredients.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, ready to spray, or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just $10. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bug Be Gone. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just $10, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger Chicken Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger in a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
4:36, welcome in to the Todd Brummelkamp Show. Alex Kuhn along with me, as well as Kyle Mann, our producer. Four-pack of tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels in action on the line tonight, somewhere between now and 7 o'clock. Speaking of the Colonels, they're back in action tonight at Veterans Memorial Stadium, taking on the Great Lakes Loons. First pitch is set for 6:35 tonight. The Loons, the Class A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Cubs won their sixth straight game earlier today and got some better news when they found out that Chris Bryant is not going to miss a significant amount of time with a finger injury. He left the game early today. Sounds like he is day-to-day. Javi Baez with a three-run home run. But the Chicago baseball team everybody's talking about right now is actually the team on the south side of Chicago, because they made a big trade last night acquiring a couple prospects for Todd Frazier, David Robertson, and Tommy Canley, who is a tremendous relief pitcher. As a matter of fact, he looked good today in his first game in a Yankees uniform. But Yoan Moncada, the number one prospect in baseball, got the call from AAA Charlotte to the south side of Chicago and is in the lineup for the White Sox in their game tonight. Plenty of baseball news to get to today. We will venture down that rabbit hole in just a little bit. We'll actually talk UI baseball with Rick Heller coming up at 5 o'clock. The Hawkeyes are going to play a couple summer games at Duane Banks Field in a few days, getting ready for their trip to the World University Games in Taiwan later this summer. They're also going to participate in the National Baseball Congress World Series in Wichita. That's coming up in a few weeks. That's a tremendous event if you've never been to it. Lots of former major leaguers, lots of guys that are college veterans, former college standouts, and we'll see what the Hawkeyes can do there, again, tuning up for the World University Games. The countdown to kickoff continues today as we're just a couple days away from Big Ten Media Days in Chicago. Today in focus, the Indiana Hoosiers. Zach Osterman joins us from the Indianapolis Star. You'll hear from him at 5:30. The 6 o'clock showdown is on the way, as well as we're only going to do it twice this week because on Friday I'm not going to be here. So it's going to be hard for me to check in with Doug and Daddy when I'm hopefully checking in on the 16th hole.
Me, can I do it? Can I check in with Doug and Daddy?
There's no production.
Yes.
You just randomly grab something and put it out
there. We will check in on Friday. Rob and I will do it.
There's no greater inside joke than what we think is funny here and a handful of listeners enjoy as well. It's like the world's weakest fraternity.
See, this is
no elephant walk, no hazing, no any of that stuff.
This is the genius of it. It's an inside joke, but it's not an inside joke at all. It's an inside joke with our listeners.
Yeah, you know, we let it out of the bag to everybody.
Can I let it out of the bag to Rob Howe?
You can, and okay. I would recommend getting with Rob at some point in the next 48 hours.
Oh, we're talking tomorrow.
Okay. Love it or leave it.
Yep.
I'm loving to leave that segment while I'm standing over a 8-foot putt.
I don't blame you.
I'll 3-putt, probably in the driving rain, according to the forecast. But Friday, I'm not going to be here. The show will be at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Yesterday, if you missed the show, the podcast is available at kgymradio.com. But I know some people enjoyed the list of food items from the Iowa State Fair that I read off and picked the brain of Alex and Kyle to figure out whether they would actually eat some of these things. If you've been listening to the show for the last couple weeks, you know that the day before Media Days on Monday, Sunday night, we're going to Wrigley Field for the Cubs and the Cardinals game, and we're just missing out on a special culinary creation at Wrigley Field in honor of National Hot Dog Month. The hot dog gets an entire month, which I think is a good thing. But Monday and Tuesday, that's the White Sox games at Wrigley Field. So you're thinking, okay, hot dogs, Chicago, where are we going with this? The Giordano's concession stand at Wrigley Field for 2 days only will be serving the Wrigley Stuffed Smoky, presented by Giordano's and Vienna Beef. It is a Giordano's famous stuffed deep dish pizza filled with Vienna Beef's Wrigley Field Smokies, roasted onions, mozzarella cheese, and then topped with Giordano's signature pizza sauce.
This is bad.
You're passing.
No, I'm not passing. I'm just a little bit annoyed that we are not going to be there for that and that we missed out on the big sexy at Target Field last night.
He may retire. Did you see this? He's lined up, I believe, to face the Dodgers next week in his next start. And depending on how that goes, Bartolo Colon may ride off into the sunset.
Only for him to come back in 2 weeks with the Mets. Okay.
Maybe he rides off into the sunset with Willie, the Uber driver.
That would be one.
That's
heck
another
of an
inside
ride.
Joke. See, we got but all this stuff.
And we've shared those jokes, so it's not inside anymore.
Well, I'd like to think that we pick up a new listener every now and again.
True. That's
that
true.
Would wonder who Willie the Uber driver is. But we'll get to Big Ten Media Day down the road and some of the other stuff we've got coming up today. But I wanted to put this out there so that people who maybe have not had an opportunity to hear it or consume it could do so. But we talked at the beginning of the program today about Sean Welsh, the offensive lineman at the University of Iowa, taking to the podium today, revealing some very personal news that for the last several years during his college career, he has struggled with depression. And I think this is a really important story. I think it's more important than anything that Kirk Ferentz said about not naming a starting quarterback or some of the staff shuffling that went on. This is the story I think everybody should hear from Iowa City today. And Sean Welsh spoke for just a little over 4 minutes, but I can't remember a four-minute period of time where something was this intriguing and I think this important at the Iowa football complex. And so we're going to run this unedited, which is technically a no-no, and you know me as well as I am a stickler for following the rules.
As am I.
And they like, I believe, no more than 2 minutes of unedited audio and all of that good stuff. But I would hope in this instance that given the scope of what he's discussing here, that and there's no good way to edit it other than I could just, I guess, grab a stopwatch and run it to 2 minutes and chop it right down the middle and then press play again. But what's the point in that? So Sean Welsh earlier today, and a thank you to our friends in Iowa City for getting us this audio, but this is Sean Welsh opening up about his struggle. It's always that term, isn't it? I guess maybe I'm falling on a crutch there. There's probably a better way to describe it than struggling with depression, but I think if you've ever been there, you would say it's probably at least appropriate, if cliche, at least appropriate. But his dealing with depression, and it's really an incredible story. So here in his own words is Iowa offensive lineman Sean Welsh a couple hours ago in Iowa City.
As you know, I have the privilege of wearing the black and gold and going toe-to-toe with some of the best defensive linemen in the country. I'm living my dream. Each snap, each series, and each quarter are physically and emotionally demanding. But no game or season has ever tested my endurance or attacked my resolve like the challenge that I now face each day of my life. Depression. I want to take this opportunity to share my story and struggle about depression so that we can begin the conversation and other college students will not feel so alone. My problems with depression began in the summer of 2014. I ate less and isolated myself from teammates. I spent more time asleep or in front of a TV than I did with people. Football, the driving force of my life for many years, went from a source of purpose to a source of apathy. I started to feel sad, anxious, and angry. I had an overwhelming sense of dread. It was every dimension of terrible. And I kept wondering what was wrong. But I started the 2014 season strong. I cracked the starting lineup early and held my own for a few games. However, as the season progressed, I suffered a minor injury. I didn't finish the season like I had hoped. Then everything started to unravel. When I returned from winter break, all the familiar symptoms resurfaced. The bottom line is, I didn't care about anything at all. It even got worse. The week before spring break in 2015, the wheels really came off. I forgot about classes, I missed a midterm, and was barely surviving workouts. It quickly became a downward spiral. I remember a stretch where I didn't leave my room for 3 days. I told Coach Ferentz that I wouldn't be able to be with the team that spring and left early to go home. It was a tough decision, but it was the right call. I saw a therapist and was officially diagnosed with depression. I learned that I had a genetic disposition to depression and started taking medication. And things started to improve. By the summer of 2015, I was working out again with the team. The wind was at my back, and I loved football again. I loved life. 2015, with our 12-0 regular season run, was a historic season for our team, and was one of the best and worst years of my life. Since then, it hasn't always been smooth sailing. Last summer, I struggled again and spent the first part of the 2016 camp away from the team. But in the course of a week, with the help of a lot of great people, I was able to move forward. Now I'm about to approach my last season at Iowa. I look forward to this year like no other. I recently shared my story with my teammates and our coaches. Their understanding and support will stay with me well past my playing days. So why is it important that I share my story with you? I've learned that depression doesn't discriminate. You can have everything working in your favor, a strong upbringing, a loving family, a promising future, and depression can turn it all upside down. It can make your successes feel unimportant and your problems seem monumental. It made me feel empty, like I had nothing. But it also galvanized me. It gave me a perspective that I never would have gained without it. Depression has taught me humility and that I need to be honest with myself and others about how I feel. Without the support of my family, Coach Ferentz and his staff, my teammates and my friends, I'm not sure I ever would have gotten off the mat. Finally, and most importantly, if you think you suffer from depression, see someone. If you suspect a loved one suffers, get them the help that they need. And if you know someone struggling with depression, be understanding and caring. You will make a world of difference. Thank you.
No, Sean, thank you. Step aside here on the Todd Bromwell Camp Show 449. When we come back, we'll hear briefly from Iowa football Kirk Ferentz, his reaction to what Sean Welsh had to say in Iowa City. Back with more after this.
Dupaco is a local financial cooperative that gives back to its members, like me. Just for keeping and growing my savings and services with them, my share was $200. They call it thank yous. Extra money I use to spoil the grandkids. And it makes me feel like $1 million.
At a financial cooperative, members are owners. It's member participation that powers Dupaco Community Credit Union. Thank yous is money in your pocket for your participation in the credit union through saving, borrowing, and spending. Last year, Dupaco members shared in more than $2.85 million in thank yous. How will you use yours?
Get a gym membership.
Go to the movies.
Donate it to charity.
Pay down my student loan.
Add to my retirement savings.
Buy that purse I just saw.
Learn more at dupaco.com/thank yous. Participate, cooperate, accumulate. The more you use Dupaco, the more you're thanked. Equal housing opportunity, federally insured by NCUA.
I'm concerned about our computers. I keep hearing stories about viruses holding files hostage.
My brother's office hasn't had any issues. They work with IT Solutions. You can find them at ineedmycomputerstowork.com.
IT Solutions?
Yeah, they have affordable, custom, managed monthly care for businesses like ours.
How does it work?
Think of it like taking care of your teeth. You wouldn't wait until something goes wrong and then try and find a random dentist, right?
No.
Exactly. Their multi-level protection includes virus protection on workstations and servers, virus filters at your internet connection, keeping security patches up to date, and installing custom protection developed by IT Solutions that no one else has. They also back up your data locally, so recovery is fast and easy.
Wow, all that for a low, affordable monthly fee and a plan that's customized just for us?
Yes, that's what IT Solutions has been doing for over 30 years. Go to ineedmycomputerstowork.com for more info.
Well, I've got a few minutes before our meeting. I'll go to ineedmycomputerstowork.com right now.
It's time for another 87 World Champion Flashback. World Series MVP Frank Viola put up 8 strong innings in Game 7 of the World Series as Jeff Reardon closed out the 4-2 victory.
Swing, a bouncing ball, a guy, he has it. Close to Herbert, and the Twins are baseball's world champions. The world champion, Minnesota Twins.
On July 22nd, the first 10,000 fans, 21 and older, will receive a world championship stein presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets at twinsbaseball.com.
A stein? Sign me up. 4:52, welcome back in. Hour number one of the Todd Brommelkamp Show continuing on here. Poll question for you today at KGYMradio.com has to do with a story out of, first saw this out of Fargo, North Dakota today, but the North Dakota State Athletic Director says the Big Ten is modifying its FCS scheduling philosophy. If the Big Ten teams have 4 home Big Ten games in a given year, they'll be allowed to schedule an FCS team, like you and I. Do you think it's a good idea? That's our poll question today at KGYMradio.com. Big thank you to our friends at Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's for sponsoring the poll question. We'll get to that in just a little bit. Here, though, is Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz after Sean Welsh finished his 4-minute and 30-second talk today about battling depression. A little bit of Kirk Ferentz's reaction.
In Sean's case, I think it's just so commendable what he's done, to watch him, take this challenge on straight on, over the last couple of years, and just the way he's handled himself and worked through this is really commendable. And then I think even more commendable is his wanting to share this story a little bit, because it's certainly uncommon for athletes to go through this, certainly college students and people in his peer group, his age group. The people of all ages, it's a very real thing. It's a very real thing, and we learn every day, certainly. So I can't say enough about Sean for, the way he's handled this situation, the way he's dealt with it and managed himself through this situation, but also, again, for going forward. And, also just want to commend everybody that's been involved. He's had tremendous support on the grassroots level, starting. His teammates have been great, the coaching staff, support staff, all the professionals that have advised and what have. It's been a real team effort and will continue to be. And so it's like anything that, to me, you see a player like Sean out in the field doing so well and do so many good things. He's done so well in the classroom. Just never know what's under the surface. And, again, it all starts with Sean. He's really the one who's done all the hard work here. So just an outstanding job.
That's Kirk Ferentz earlier today in Iowa City. Other news that he eventually got around to talking about: Seth Wallace has a new title. He's assistant defensive coordinator in addition to continuing to coach the linebackers. And Kevin Spencer, now with the program, is in charge of quality control. A couple other news and notes to pass along. They are going to let things play out at quarterback from the sounds of it. We'll get into this a little bit more tomorrow when we've got some more time to play around with. But it doesn't sound like there's going to be any resolution to the quarterback situation in Iowa City anytime soon. Kyle's back in the studio with us. That means it's time for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, with over 40 locations across the corridor for all your banking needs. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The University of Iowa published an op-ed piece by offensive lineman Sean Welsh this afternoon, and it doesn't have much to do with football at all. Instead, Welsh penned an extremely humanizing look into his battle with depression that he's experienced since his redshirt freshman summer in 2014. His struggles took him away from the team at times, but with the help of his family, professionals, and ultimately his coaches and teammates, he's been able to move forward, and he wants everyone who may be having similar experiences to know that they can too. Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller told our own Todd Brommelkamp today that former Hawkeye pitcher C.J. Eldred is likely to sign with the Royals as an undrafted free agent. His father and friend of the show, Cal Eldred, works for the Royals. Cedar Rapids Jefferson was defeated in a Class 5A quarterfinal at the Iowa State softball tournament last night, falling 5-3 to Urbandale. This was the second consecutive state tournament that the Jayhawks have been beaten by Urbandale, and leaves Kennedy as the only remaining corridor school in the tournament. The baseball tournament, however, starts next week, and one of Iowa City High or Linmar will be there. The Little Hawks are the top-ranked team in the sub-state and host the Lions tonight in the final for a trip to the 4A state tournament. The Cedar Rapids Colonels were off yesterday as they made the return trip home from Michigan and are set to start a 3-game series with the Great Lakes Loons tonight at 6:35. It's going to be Colonels lefty Dominic Carlini taking on what's sure to be a hungry Loons lineup. They won on Monday to snap a 10-game losing streak.
This is interesting to me. We've only got about a minute here, but HBO has apparently announced that as Game of Thrones winds down, there's going to be a new show replacing it called Confederate, which is a story in an alternate world where the Confederacy wins the Civil War and basically breaks off into its own country. What's the worst that could happen, right? Sounds like an interesting show. I'd watch that. A Mason-Dixon demilitarized zone. Freedom fighters, slave hunters, politicians, abolitionists, journalists. And that's going to be with the same people that were responsible for Game of Thrones. Maybe they'll throw a dragon in just for good measure. I know a lot of people were excited about it. I've never watched an episode of it. I'm not hating on it. It's just not something that I'm interested in. What I am interested in is Iowa baseball. You'll hear from Rick Heller next.
The Ford Summer Sales event is in full swing.
Is your truck going to be able to handle all these pavers for the patio?
No problem. The F-150 has got a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body.
Oh.
With best-in-class payload, the F-150 can handle the work you need it to.
Remember when I had...